We continue our learning. We begin Maseches Ksuvos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Now, by way of introduction, originally in the past, when a man wanted to marry a woman, he was mekadesh her in front of two eidim with kesef, with or a shtar, and would make her his arusa. She would remain in her father's house for about a year, and after a year, they would enter the chuppah, and they would live as husband and wife. That is called nisuin, which includes chuppah as well as yichud. Now the arusa, when she's still living in her father's house, after kiddushin, after erusin, still has the status of an eishes ish. She is not much to anyone else. If she wants to be released from her husband, she needs to get. So that would mean that if, let's say after nisuin, a husband comes with a taina, with a claim that he found his wife was not a basula, so then we suspect that she may have had an affair with another man during the erusin time. Now that would, and she was an eishes ish during that time. So therefore she would be usher to her husband. She'd be usher to the boel, to the man as well, with whom she had an affair. So the Mishnah is coming to teach us that Chachamim established that Nisuin should take place, the Nisuin, the Chuppah, should take to a Besula, should take place on a day that where the next day the husband could potentially go to Beis Din, where Beis Din was sitting, that if there were any issues where the husband suspected his wife, he would be able to bring that Taina, that claim, to Beis Din. So the Mishnah says like this, Besula Nises L'Yom Haravi. A basula gets married on Wednesday. Why should the nisuin get married on Wednesday? So the Mishnah is going to tell us in a moment that the batei dinim are sitting on Thursday. We'll see they sit on Monday as well. And therefore the husband could potentially go to the beis din the next day. So the basula, he says, liyom haravi, va'almana, and an almana, liyom hachamishi. Now, why should this be? So when it comes to, let's talk about the almana. We'll talk about the besula in a second. The Gemara says that Chachamim were concerned when it comes to a widow or any woman who had already, let's say, been married. So we're afraid that we want the husband to rejoice with her as much as if he's marrying a besula. Now the day he's not going necessarily to have sheva brachos. That all depends on the status of the man or the woman. If one of them it's their first marriage, so they'll have 7 days. But we're afraid that maybe may not rejoice as much if she's not a basula. So we want there to be a minimum of 3 days, and we don't and by before he returns to work. So if let's say they would get married on a Monday, so it's possibly he wouldn't rejoice for 3 days. He'd say, you know, he's taking too many days off from work. So how do we ensure that that happens? So the almana, the widow, gets married on Thursday. That way they're mandating that they're going to get married on Thursday. You know what? He's going to stay home. Friday's not, he takes off anyway, takes off Thursday, takes off Friday, takes off Shabbos, and then you have 3 days before he goes back to work. Additionally, if the nisuin takes place on Thursday, they'll have relations on that Bir Rishon will have it that night, which also is considered Friday halachically, and at that time Hashem gave the bracha of Pru Revu to the man. So that's the significance of the almana. What's the significance of the besula getting married on Wednesday? Shepamayim, the Mishnah says. So again, besula gets married on Wednesday, the almana on Thursday. Why besula on Wednesday? Shepamayim, Mishabas, batei dinim, yoshin bayaros. The batei dinim sit in the cities twice a week, bayom hasheni, bayom hachamishi, on Monday and on Thursday. Shema, yolotanis besulim. If he has a claim that maybe she was not a besula when they got married, that and the greater concern, of course, is that she lost her basulim because she had relations purposely, intentionally during Erisin, after she was already an Eishes Ish, and would be usher to remain with her husband, Hayamashkim the Beis Din. This way he'd get up early while he's still upset, and he would go to Beis Din. What are we afraid of? Why can't he wait a couple of days? Because we're afraid he's going to calm down. We don't want him to calm down. Because if he calms down and says, okay, I don't feel so bad, I'm not so angry, so then what's going to happen? If she really had an affair with someone after Erisin, they're also to stay together. We don't want him to calm down. We want him to bring this to Beis Din and bring it to light, and hopefully we're able to see what happened. So now, why isn't it, the Gemara wants to know, okay, that's very nice, you're getting married on Wednesday because the Beis Din sits on Thursday, but the Beis Din also sits on Monday. So why not get married on Sunday? So the Gemara on Daf Gimel Mabez explains that the Chachamim were afraid That we want the husband to prepare at least 3 days for the wedding. If you get married on Sunday, we're afraid, so the day before is Shabbos, before that is Friday, you're preparing for Shabbos, so we're afraid that maybe the husband's not going to spend a lot of time, energy, money on preparing for the wedding, and if that's true, he may be quicker to divorce her than if he spent a lot of time and invested a lot of time and money into the wedding, similar to the concept of the ksuva. The ksuva, which we'll talk about, is machlokas with this Raiso de Rabbanan, but we pass on the Ksuvas de Rabbanan. The Ksuvas, there is also an incentive that the husband shouldn't be so quick to divorce his wife, understanding that there are serious financial obligations and consequences if he does so. So the same thing here. We want the husband to spend time and money preparing for the wedding, and having a wedding on Sunday, although the Beis Din sits on Monday and the Tanas Besulim issue, the claim of her not being a Besula, is covered, but the fact that he won't have adequate time to prepare for the wedding, so that is not taken care of. Another halacha as well is that getting married on Wednesday, the Gemara also assumes on Daf Hey Mad Aleph that Wednesday night is also very special. Why? Well, so you'll say the Almana gets married on Thursday because now they'll have beer rishon on Thursday night because there's Puravu bracha given to man, to Adam, on Friday. That's very nice. But there's also a bracha, a Puravu given to the fish, and that was on Wednesday night, Thursday. That was on Thursday when they were blessed. So obviously you're not going to have a Besula get married on Thursday, where Bir Rishon is Thursday night, because the Beis Din's not sitting on Friday. But at the very least, we have Beis Din sitting there as well on Thursday, and we have the bracha for the fish also. The Mishnah then, Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis. Besula Ksuvasa Masayim, Ba'almana Mane. A Besula, the Ksuva is 200, and the Almana is 100. This is Zuz, this is Dinar. We have 4 Dinar, 4 Zuz equal a Sela. Sela is the Torah Shekel, so this is a quarter of that. So 200, so if this would be, let's say, 200 Dinar, 200 Zuz, the Ksuva is 50 Shekel. So although we paskin that ksuvas derabbanan, nonetheless, the Torah has a nasmachta. There is a pasuk. There are those who claim actually that some tanamu believe that ksuvas daraisa. The Torah speaks about mor habesulos, and there we assume that, and that's the dowry. The dowry is built, as we learned touched upon this a little bit in Yevamos. The dowry is part of what's written into the ksuba. So that is, the Torah says, Mohar Abasulos, 200 zuz. The 200 zuz, 50 sela, 50 shekel, is the value that's given that the ones or the mefata has to give the father of the nara, who he violated, who he seduced. So there is a source in the Torah for that amount, but we assume that ksuva is derabbanan, and as we said, the takana is so that a husband is not so quick to divorce his wife. So the ksuva, the besula is masayim, 200 zuz, almana is 100 zuz, besula almana grusha v'chalutza min erisin. Let's say you have a case where she's a besula, but she's widowed or divorced or had chalitza after Erison. She was never married. She's still a besula. Never had nisuin. And now she wants to remarry ksuvasan masayim v'yesh lehen tanas besulim. The ksuva from the second husband is the same value as that of a besula, because she only had Erison from the first husband. We assume she's still a besula. Therefore, the value of the ksuva is going to be 200. But yesh lehen tanas besulim, that means that the husband now can have a claim against her not being a besula. Meaning, if she's found to not be a besula, the second husband has the ability to make this claim, to file this complaint to Beis Din, and she could potentially lose the ksuba because of that if she's found out that she was not a besula and then got married. And that's true because she has the status of besula. That's why he has a tanas besulim. Says the Mishnah HaGiyores, a woman who converted, Vahashvuya, a woman who was taken captive and then released. Vashifcha, and a shifcha who was a non-Jewish maidservant. And now the Mishnah tells you what about them. Sheniftu, that they were ransomed. Now the ransom is going on the Shavuya. Vishen is Gairu, they converted, that's the Giores. Vishen is Tacharu, that's going on the Shivcha. Either way, they were released from these situations where potentially they could have lived with a non-Jew, and that would have given them a status status of a non-basula. So in all of these cases, if it was done, they were released from this situation of being with potentially being with a non-Jewish man. They were already released from that situation. The shivcha was emancipated. Then the shvuya captive, one was taken captive, was released, was freed, and the giores, the non-Jewish woman, became a convert. And this all happened before they were 3 years and one day. So then, k'suvasan masayim, then when they get married, the husband, they get married at 18, get married at 20, whatever it is, the k'suva is going to be 200. They have the status of a status of a besula, v'yesh lehem tanis besulim, and the husband therefore can claim, if he finds they're not a besula, has a good claim against them. Why is this so? Because we assume at this stage that even if the besula and the hymen had been ruptured during that time when they were very young, before three, nonetheless, we assume that it would return, and therefore anatomically, physiologically. So that being the case, so then we say, the tanis besula should still be there. She should still have the status of besula, as we will learn in future mishnayos. If it's a Gioris and a Shvur of a Shivcha who were released from that situation, from that status after three, so then, because the possibility is they were with not this non-Jewish man and she lost her Besulim, we don't expect them to be back, and therefore the Ksuva is going to be of only 100 Zuz, and the husband will have will no longer have a Tanis Besulim, because he should not expect her to be a Besula. Just a couple additional issues regarding the getting married on Wednesday from the first Mishnah. Number one, nowadays our Batei Dinim sit all the time. They don't only sit on Monday and Thursday. So therefore, a woman can get married any day. It makes no difference. It makes no difference at all. Batei Dinim is sitting all the time. So therefore, there's no issue with any concern the husband has. He can go to the Beis Din the following day. Additionally, when it comes to getting married, let's say we don't have there's no break between our erusin and our nisuin. Our erusin and nisuin take place under the chuppah at the same time. So there's no possibility that the kala anyway had an affair with someone in that time. And therefore, why do we have to weddings on other days? Well, the husband to calm down. What's the problem? We're not afraid she had an affair. If she was with another man, it was before marriage, and therefore that would not asked her to her husband, so we don't have to be concerned. We don't have to let the husband. We don't need a situation where we want his anger to remain and he doesn't calm down, so he can go to the Beis Din the next day. And even in the days earlier, there are different opinions about when a wedding should take place. Rishonim say that weddings, let's say, shouldn't take place. Some Rishonim say on Friday or Sunday. Why? Because maybe you'll violate Shabbos in preparing the wedding. And some say no. Just the opposite. Community specifically had weddings on Friday, so you could kill two birds with one stone. You didn't have to spend a lot of money on a Shabbos meal and a wedding meal. This way, your Shabbos meal was your wedding meal. You buy meat one time, and then you're okay. Weddings on Shabbos we don't allow, and that's because there's a Yerusha privileges that the husband now has once they get married. So since it's a financial privilege, it's a money issue, therefore we avoid those on Shabbos. Mekachu Memkar is an Issa Durabanan on Shabbos. You may write things down, and therefore we want to avoid that as well. Finally, the idea that we said, why don't you get married on Sunday? After all, the Beis Din is sitting on Monday. We said, no, we want the husband to have 3 full days to prepare for the wedding. That's what the Gemara calls shaktu. Shaktu chachamim al takanas benos Yisrael. The chachamim were concerned regarding the young Jewish women, sheyehei torach b'sudu shlosha yamim, that a husband goes to the tircha for 3 days. Echad b'shabbos, b'shein b'shabbos, u'shlisha b'shabbos, has a Sunday and a Monday a Tuesday, Urvi Konsa, and then gets married on Wednesday. Something he could not do if you're getting married on Sunday because of the Shabbos that precedes it. That's what we call Shaktu.